is that going to be on television?
No, ma'am. It's just your voice will be on.
Oh, yes. Oh. Just my voice.
Yes, ma'am. Now, where were you born? Do you remember?
In Hayes County, near San
Juan. What year were you born? Do you remember?
1870. Yes.
Did you live near San Marcos for quite a while?
Well, I lived there in Hayes County until I was, I was grown. I guess. I don't know how old I was. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. From Hayes, did you move to Sabinal?
Yes. From Hayes County, I moved to Sabinal. And I've been here 68 years.
68 years.
My baby was born here. Well, I had three children. Two boys and a girl.
Where did you marry?
I married in Hayes County.
Did you have any formal schooling, or?
I had very little schooling. The most that I ever went to school, I walked 4 miles and a half. And my brother-in-law was the teacher. They lived in the house with us. He was his teacher. We got up in the morning and we walked and 4 miles and back in the evening.
How long did you stay in school? From the morning till the evening?
Yes. In the mornings, from every time I got there in the morning until it turned out in the evening. Just like school does now. And let me see now, where was I? Oh, our transportation was a wagon. Wonder if they were talking to me.
No, they were down the hall.
Well,
Buggies.
We had a one horse buggy and we went to church in the wagon and or in the buggy if there wasn't any of us went. And
type of clothing.
Clothing?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, they dressed altogether different to what they do now. Yes, sir, they did.
No short skirts?
No. Short skirts, no. Nothing like that.
What about the hair?
Well, they wore I used to wear mine on top of my head. I said if I'd have had any hair, I would never have had it cut. Because it, the Bible says for a woman to have long hair, but for men to have short hairs. And now, it's like my oldest sister said, we celebrated her 95th birthday, and of course her children always give her a bit to do, and had all the connection that they can get, and that boy that Michelle, when you all come in, was a baby. And then, let me see now, where was it? I tell Alec, if I have to live in this place where there's this many off of the base, I'll be one of them. But I don't guess I will. And let me see. Oh, yes. Sister was cat cooked, blind and deaf, too.
Your sister?
Yes. That was 75, how old did I say she was? 95 years old. She was practically blind and deaf. So I said, sister, if you had to do either, give up either entirely, which would you rather to be? He said, she said, looked at me, she said, Mammy, I believe I'd rather be in my eyes. I think I've seen everything there is to see. I said, if she was living today, how much she would think that she had seen anything.
Is this school deep?
Don't you say so?
Yes, ma'am.
There's a lot of changes going on.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Do you recall how the roads were at that time where you had to travel?
Oh, they were rough. No roads graded anywhere. No. They were rocks and hills.
No cement?
No. Not that I remember of, no cement, but I might miss it there. I don't know. I know the first time I went to San Antonio in a wagon, that it wasn't paved.
How long did it take you to reach San Antonio?
Well, I don't know. Just how long. But we didn't make it like we do in cars.
Mm-hmm. I see. How were the stores, merchandise, and...
They were a lot cheaper than they are now.
A lot cheaper?
Yes, a lot cheaper. I don't see how they think poor folks are going to exist on the way that the grocery sell now.
Yes, ma'am.
The idea of coffee, it being a dollar and I don't know what Alex said he was paying.
How much did you pay for coffee back then?
Well, I never... While him and me kept house, he did the buying. I had a broken hip for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I can't walk by myself now. I have to, these girls walk along by the side of me and hold me. You get a San Antonio a Sunday's paper. And that'll tell you just more about back there than I can. I can't tell you much about the war.
Can you recall of any people that were heroes or outlaws or bandits or something of the sort?
Heroes?
Or outlaws?
Well, now don't that mean brave men?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, my great grandfather, my daddy's father, was one of Sam Houston's officers.
He was? Do you remember his name?
General Ed Burleson.
Led Burleson.
Ed Burleson.
Ed Burleson.
Ed Burleson.
He was your great grandpa.
Yes. And he was a great one.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I don't remember him, but I do remember his wife, grandmother.
What was her name?
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
Sarah. Sarah Burleson.
Did you ever live with him or spend some time with him?
No. But grandmother lived with us after he died. And as I say, I don't remember him. But he was a great man.
Yes, ma'am.
If you ever read the Texas history, you know something about him.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you recall any people like King Fisher?
No.
You don't recall
no,
anybody?
No, I don't recall that.
What about men like Ben Thompson from Austin?
Ben Thompson? Yes. No, I don't remember him either. Mm-hmm. Well, I reckon that was way back there when I was little.
Well, yes, ma'am, right about that time.
But Grandfather Burleson, his picture is in the Alamo. I'm told, I haven't seen it. I'm told it's sad.
Do you remember any politics, Mrs. Driscoll?
No, except Albert Sidney Burleson was Postmaster General for 7 years. That's all the politics I know.
Did you ever, you know, while you were married, did you ever have to work to support your family?
Oh.
Or was this your husband's?
I've lost my mother, father, 4 sisters, 3 brothers, my husband, and 5 children. Now you wouldn't wonder at me not remembering things, would you? I'm sorry. But I'm glad that the Lord has let me keep what little sense I have. I've asked him to while I live.
Mrs. Driscoll, how many children did you have?
9.
You had 9?
9. 6 boys and 3 girls.
And this man who was here a while ago, he's your youngest?
No, he's my next to oldest boy.
Next to oldest?
Yes.
He's 75, did you say?
Yes, last August.
How old is or was your oldest boy? Is he still alive?
No, he's been dead 14 years.
14 years?
His name was Eddie.
Eddie.
Eddie Burleson, Driscoll.
Your maiden name was Burleson, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, my my maiden name.
What is your full name?
Mary Medline. Med. I had an aunt with the name of Med. And Mama named me, put her name in my name. Mary Med. Driscoll. Or Burleson, rather. But then, it's Burleson. It is wound up being
Driscoll.
Driscoll. Ain't that awful? Get your own name.
Do you know of any other members of your family, the Driscoll family here in Texas?
No. They are distant connection. There's lots of Driscolls here, but there's no grandfather. Driscoll was a gospel preacher.
He was?
Yes. And a good one.
Did he have his own church, or did he travel around on a horseback?
Well, he worked all the week, and he put some change of clothes in his saddlebags and threw them across his saddle. And when he got to where he was going to hold his meeting, he held a meeting.
What was the main religion?
Well, the Church of Christ.
The Church of Christ.
The book says there's one church, and he says, upon this rock I will build my church. And he didn't say anything about the denominations.
And y'all went to church every Sunday, huh?
Yes. Every Sunday that we could.
When did you start reading the Bible? Have you read the Bible since you were very young?
Huh?
Do you read the Bible a lot?
Well, I don't now because I can't see to read.
But you used to read it a lot?
Yes, I used to read it a lot.
Did you start when you were very young?
Start.
Reading the Bible?
Yes. Yes, I started pretty young, and I've been a member of the church. Let's see, I have a girl that's 84, will be in July.
84.
Grandpa Driscoll baptized me when Irene was 84, was born. Yes.
Mrs. Driscoll, when you moved into Sabinal, were there a lot of Mexicans there?
Don't seem to me like there was as many as there is now.
What about in Hays County, where you were born, near San Marcos?
Well, I didn't get out much there because I had to walk a road saddle or horseback. When I went, I used a road horseback. Had my own horse and saddle. And it don't seem to me like that. I don't remember many. I'd give anything if I could talk the language.
You like Spanish?
Yes.
Did you all have a ranch in Sabinal?
No, we had a farm.
You had a farm. What were the farming conditions? Were they pretty hard, or what did you grow?
Huh?
What did you grow as far as corn, wheat?
Yes. Yes, and cotton.
Cotton?
Do you remember how you used to work the land? Work the land, do you remember how you used to do it?
Oh, yes.
With a plow?
Behind the plow. No machinery.
Talking about machinery, was your furniture, was it homemade or did you buy it?
Well, I have a bedstead. It like sleeps on it. That was handmade. It's one of these food beds, you know.
What about the tables and chairs?
Well, they then, if I can remember about like they were now, but because. Oh, I don't know the furniture, about the furniture. I don't remember about that, but it was nearly all handmade.
Mrs. Driscoll, do you remember what ancestry you are? You wouldn't be Irish or German or anything, would you?
No, I'm pure American.
Pure American.
Yes. My folks were. But I'd give anything if I could speak Spanish language. If they can't bring my supper when you all are gone.
Do you remember any riddles?
No, I don't.
Remember any riddles, huh?
Remember any riddles. I don't know if I had more time to think. And that's a Mexican.
Yes, ma'am.
This place is
she very nice? Is she very nice?
Yes. They love me and I love them.
Well, that's good. Mrs. Driscoll, going back to religion, did you have any revivals that you can recall?
Well, yes. We had one that on the riverbank, Bush Arbor made. Get under. Well, there's what you call a preacher.
Can you recall any more of this revival? What you did or what was?
We were baptized. My oldest brother and me. And then when I grew up, I decided that wasn't right, and my grandfather Driscoll re-baptized me.
He did. Do you recall how he did this? It wasn't, was it by a river or?
Yes, it's on the Blanco River. In the Blanco River.
No, I was gonna ask you on this this dances you used to go.
Mm-hmm.
The dances, you know, when for entertainment. Do you remember what kind of music, you know, or?
Oh yes, my youngest brother played the violin on the dance by it.
Guitar too?
No, just the violin.
Well, the band, was it, did it have a guitar too? Drums or accordions?
No,
just violins.
Violins.
Did you have a caller?
A caller.
Somebody.
Yes. There was somebody called. so.
Where were these dances held?
Hmm?
Where were the dances held? Was it in a barn or at a dance hall?
No, it was in a private home.
Oh, in private homes?
Yes. And it had to be a nice one if we got to go. Because my daddy was, he was sheriff of Hayes County for 12 years.
He was sheriff?
A sheriff. For 12 years.
What was his name now?
Joe, little Joe. He went by the name of Burleson. He was a little fella. His standing weight was 125.
Did he carry a gun at the side?
I guess so.
English has always been the language all of you spoke. No other language, just English.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the first Model T, Mrs. Driscoll?
I couldn't tell you what I thought. I thought, oh my, can I ride in that?
Did you all ever own one?
Huh?
Did y'all ever own one?
Yes. Yes. We owned one.
You spoke of traveling to San Antonio. When you traveled to San Antonio, was this to buy merchandise or to visit or to see a doctor or for what special?
To visit some of the folks.
In San Antonio?
Yes. I had a niece that lived there.
Did you stay long? Did you stay for 2-3 days? Or?
Well, I don't remember about that.
I see.
I guess I visited a week or 10 days with his aunt. Our niece.
Mrs. Driscoll, did you ever deliver any babies?
No.
To neighbors?
No. No, I didn't take a doctor's place.
Okay, then most of your children were born in your home?
In my home. I wasn't in a hospital. Never. Yes, they were born in my home.
Do you remember any of the diseases that were going around, or were there any diseases going around at that time? Yellow fever, or?
Well, yes, every now and then you'd hear of a case of yellow fever, or something like that.
Did you ever experience any droughts or floods or anything?
Any what?
Any floods? Or droughts, you know, where you didn't have any water?
Oh, yes, the Blanco River used to get up way up high.
Did it flood any cities or towns?
No, I never heard of it. Didn't flood it. But we lived on one side of the river. And I had a sister that lived on the other side. Well, we had a foothold, what they called a foothold, from one side to the other, to walk.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one time I was going walking that foothold, and I looked up the river.
Water.
Yes, and I got over there. Got over there mighty quick.
Did it wash it off?
No, it didn't wash the the radio.
Were there any dry spells?
Oh, yes. Yes, just like it is now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just about.
Well, what time do you
have? About 2 minutes.
About 2 minutes? Well, Mrs. Driscoll, can you think of anything else you'd like to tell us?
No, I can't think of anything else. I said, when the nurse said that you wanted to interview me, I said, I don't know how anybody would think. Nobody could think back 100 years.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And it's hard to do.
Yes, ma'am.
So afraid that I won't tell it like it was.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
We sure do appreciate it.
Well, you're perfectly welcome.
Well,
but I understood it was to be televised.
No, ma'am. It's just on a recorder.
Mm-hmm.
For people to listen to it and try to acquire some knowledge of how life was, you know.
Yes.
Back in the early days.
Yes.
Did you have any Spanish-speaking men working in the farm, in your farm?
Yes. When we lived in Hayes County. Let me see. There was one Mexican family that had to help on the farm. And we had a buggy house, a shelter for a buggy. We let them camp in there.
Did you all furnish the food, or did they have to buy it?
No, they bought their own food.
They bought their own food. Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat any tortillas?
Yes.
Could these families, could they speak some English?
Yes, they could, yes. The man especially, but his wife didn't speak it much.
What about their children?
Well, I don't remember them having any children.
What about here in Sabinal? Did you have any Spanish-speaking
mm-hmm.
workers in Sabinal? But when you came to Sabinal, did you have any here?
What is it?
When you came to Sabinal, in your farm, did you have any Spanish-speaking people working for you?
Well, it seemed like now and then we did.
What about any blacks? Do you remember any blacks in the area? Any black people?
Any Negroes?
Huh?
Do you remember any Negroes here in Texas, in Sabinal?
Any Negroes?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there was one family here that I know of.
Do you remember their name?
No, I don't.
Now, this was in Sabinal?
Yes. I know his name, but I can't call it. I smoked back in them days.
You did?
And the doctor I had was a real good one. And that made me think of what you would want to ask me if they went out when they were called. The doctors.
They did, huh?
Yes. I've known this doctor that I used to go 30 miles to a patient.
They don't do that nowadays, do they?
No, no. You've got to go to the hospital.
What type of food did you prepare, say, for your husband and your family?
Well, usually just anything I could get.
Was meat the primary food?
Yes, and beans.
Beans?
Yes. Meat and beans.
What about vegetables?
Well, we raised our vegetables. We had gardens and we raised them. We didn't have to buy them.
Coffee was your primary drink. You didn't have any tea or?
Yes, we had tea.
You had tea?
Yes.
What about soda pops?
Oh, I didn't hardly know what one was.
Do you recall any, the building of the railroads, when the railroads first came into Sabinal?
No, I don't remember that.
The railroads. Have you ever traveled on a train?
Yes, and even on the airplane.
Is that right?
Yes. I've made two or three trips to Alabama. On an airplane. And if I had any distance to go, I'd ride another one.
You like the airplane, huh?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you why. The first flight I'd taken was I went from Chicago to Houston. I have a granddaughter living there. I've taken a plane at Chicago. I was in Houston in 2 hours and 25 minutes. Houston, Texas.
And it took you longer by train, huh?
Oh, yes.
Was it a comfortable ride by train?
Yes, it was comfortable, all right. But the airplane was more comfortable. And of course, they were wrecking, you know, now, and man alive.
Mrs. Driscoll, did you know or hear about a man named John Nance Garner?
Oh, yes.
From here, from Evaldi?
Yes.
Did you know him?
No, I never met him. But I've heard lots of him. Yes. John Anscona was a wonderful man, from what they said.
Do you recall anything of what they said?
No, I can't. I can't tell what they said. I don't remember. Just remember hearing the name of her.
What was the form of entertainment? Did you have hootenannies or dances or?
Dances. Yes.
Did you go to many of
that? Oh, yes. I danced a many of set. And, so, that in church was the entertainment we had.
Do you remember any festivals?
Any what?
Festivals or celebrations or something of the sort. What did you do to celebrate?
Well, at the celebration, they danced and Oh, I don't know what all they did here back then.
Did y'all have any bootlegging?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Uh-huh. No heavy drinking, no.
No, I never knew my daddy to take a drink in his life. Or my brothers. I had two brothers.
Two brothers. Were they older?
Yes. One of them, the oldest one, was born during the Civil War.
During the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. He's been gone several years.
How old was he when he died?
Well, he was, let me see, he was 6 years older than I.
6 years older?
Yeah. The boys was both older than I was.
There was only three in your family?
Oh, there was nine.
Nine of you?
Yes. And I reared eight of them to be one. I feel like the Lord has been good to me.
Yes, ma'am, he sure has.
Yeah.
Do you remember any superstitions or ghost stories or treasure stories or any of the sort?
No, I don't remember of any.
Any legends?
I don't remember of any ghosts. Oh, I don't know. Griffin, there was ghost stories, but I didn't know.
What about the psalms or jokes or riddles? Do you remember any of these?
Psalms?
Yes, ma'am.
I used to could sing. I reckon it's as good as most people. Now there goes the supper tray.
Is it about time to eat for you?
Yes. They eat too early for me. I don't get hungry. Yeah. But you all go ahead and get through with what you want.
Are you sure now? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How much time have we got?
About 10 minutes.
About 10 more minutes.
Well, go ahead.
Okay.